Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God, glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So good to see all of you here on the line already. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you, we love you, we honor you, we adore you. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're wonderful, glorious, holy and righteous, victorious, conqueror, triumphant and mighty. You are a healer, deliverer, shield and defense. Hallelujah, you are strong tower and you still are best friend. Hallelujah, we bless you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, that says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being in the midst even all this month, all the wonderful times that we had. Just so awesome with your presence, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, Lord God, tonight, move by your spirit in all of our households, everyone who's listening right now, and even those who will listen in the future. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting us at the very point of our need, meeting us in every situation and every circumstance in our life. Oh, Lord, we just thank you even now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we lift up our speaker to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that You know, so many things have happened during the day, and we thank you, Lord God, that everything is just laid down before you. In my life and her life and all of our lives, we just lay it all down before you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And just yield to you even tonight as you have your way in such a wonderful way, the way that you do it, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening our speaker tonight, Lord God. Strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And we make a demand on your anointing. Christ in her is a hope of glory. We make a demand on your anointing, Lord God. We pull on your very presence on the inside of her, Lord God. And we thank you even in advance for the word through her. Hallelujah. The life-changing word through her tonight. And we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say that I am excited. Hallelujah. Those of you who've been listening to these broadcasts all these years, you know I'm excited. I stay excited over what God is doing. Hallelujah. And so, we've heard her all through this month. We've heard Pastor Sheila Scott from Imani AME Church. She's been with us every Thursday this month. We got to hear her testimony. Hallelujah. We got to hear and that testimony, just a beautiful testimony. Hallelujah. And then we got to hear, when she first came to Imani AME Church and sat in the back of the church as a member in the church, or actually as a visitor in the church, and only God knew that she was going to be pastoring there or the itinerant elder there, years later. Only God knew that, and we praise God for all that he did and all that he's still doing. And then, last week, we talked about what's going on in the church right now, and we also went back a few years to hear about her and her husband and how they met there at the church, and a romantic romance story we heard last week. Hallelujah. Let me rephrase that. What a romantic testimony we heard last week. Just beautiful, and how they came together and in 2 years. And if you didn't hear it, we all love a good love story, especially when God is in the midst, and how they went to the botanical garden and where he proposed to her in the gazebo. See all you might have missed last week. That's okay. It's all right. You can go back into the archives. You can listen to the podcast. All you have to do is Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio. Hallelujah. And if you do this sometime in the future, because right now if you Google Gitim Radio, you'll get probably the last 5 or 6 broadcasts. And but anyway, if you put in Gitim Radio, Pastor Scott or Pastor Sheila, you put in something like that, and then you'll get all of her broadcasts will show up, and you'll see them on our Blog Talk Radio platform. Can listen to the wonderful godly love story. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I put my own little imagination in there, and I said he came in on a white horse and everything. That was just me. So, but we had a wonderful time. And also last week she talked about stepping out by faith, and what beautiful thing happened even this past weekend. So without further ado, we're going to let her open up her line. And so she can come on. I'm not really doing an in-depth interview with Pastor Sheila because We want to hear the word of God as she has. But I just want to greet you, Pastor Sheila, and I want to find out what happened last Saturday at the food bank.
Amen.
I mean, when you got gave out,
amen.
So,
God
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle, and God bless you. I thank you again for the opportunity to be before you and your listeners. And God did bless the food pantry. We were blessed with the donation from Minister Shana as far as, like, the foods that was provided. We had plenty of volunteers to come out and help us. Even young people were there to help us. And you know, we were just blessed to be a blessing to the community. And so we're looking forward to doing this every second Saturday of the month. And we're just expecting God to continue to do great things. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy for it. I know you had that vision, Pastor, and it kind of looked like it wasn't going to happen for a minute. And then suddenly everything came together. So hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm so happy to hear about the volunteers as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to just turn it over to you and let the Lord speak through you tonight. I do want to do one little thing, and that is to give your Cash App. I'll do it in the beginning. You know, some people may need to leave, so I want to do it in the beginning, and then after you finish speaking as well. So if the Lord touches your heart to bless Pastor Sheila Scott, amen, you can do that via Cash App. And her Cash App is $WordVision01. So $Word, W-O-R-D, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, 01. The Cash App is WordVision01. And we do believe in sowing seed. Hallelujah. Amen. And with you, we're casting our bread upon many waters because it's come back not many days hence. Amen. So praise God. And here is Pastor Sheila Scott. Let the Lord use you in a great way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Truly again, we are so grateful to be a part of this. We thank God for God using Apostle and for the media that God has blessed her with, that God will continue to abound. I just want to have a quick word of prayer before I get started. I know prayer has already gone forth, but I truly thank you, Lord, for being the head of my life.
Yes.
I thank you for my husband for being such a great support as well, Lord. We pray, God, that you will move me out of the way.
Yes.
That the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, God, will be acceptable unto you. That, God, that you will get the glory out of everything that's done,
Lord,
here in this place and at this appointed time that you've given, Lord. And so, Lord, as we speak to the hearers that not only will they hear, but they will become doers of your word,
Lord.
God, apply it to their hearts. And then for many years to come, those who will come across this, that they will be blessed. And we claim it done because we know that, God, your word will not return unto you empty or void, but it will accomplish what you have sent it out to do. And so, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read in your hearing from the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, coming out of the Message Bible. And it reads, God grabbed me. God's spirit took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain stern with bones. He led me around, and among them, a lot of bones. And there were bones all over the plain, dried bones, bleached by the sun. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, Master God, only you know that. And he said to me, prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God. God, the master, told the dry bones, watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. You come alive, and you realize that I am God. I prophesied just as I'd been commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound and rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching sinews form, then muscles on the bones, then skin stretched over them, but they had no breath in them. He said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, tell the breath, God the master says, come from the four winds, come breath, breathe on these slain bodies, breathe life. So I prophesied just as he commanded me. The breath entered them and they came alive and they stood up on their feet, a huge army. And then God said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. There's nothing left of us. Therefore, prophesy, tell them, God the Master says, I'll dig up your graves and bring you out alive, oh my people. Then I'll take you straight to the land of Israel. When I dig up graves and bring you out as my people, you'll realize that I am God. I'll breathe my life into you, and you will live.
Yeah.
Then I'll lead you straight back to your land, and you'll realize that I am God. I've said it. I'll do it. God's decree. God's decree. I want to take for a sermon title on this evening, Revive Us. Revive Us. When you hear people say, we need a revival, Lord, we need a revival, what comes to your mind? For some of us, we conjure up historical images of the revival like Azusa Street Revival in 1906 under the leading of William J. Seymour in Los Angeles, California, where many were healed, the lame walking, canes being hung up and put away, people leaving their wheelchairs behind, and folks speaking in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave utterance. For others, you may think about the historical Fulton Street Prayer Revival in 1857 that by the power of prayer, millions were saved. But for some, we may just think about our own home churches and the places and ministries that we visited that when they said a revival's in town, where we would hear the preacher whooping it, hear the organs jamming and the drums beating and the hands clapping and the tambourines shaking and the choir singing, praising God. And then when the call of discipleship is being made, the congregation pleading with the sinner through the hymnal invitation that I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. And then we would hear the response of someone crying out, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord. But what happens when the music stops playing? When we find ourselves still in need of a revival because of the dry places in our lives. Dry places are those places that are devoid of life or depleted of nourishment to sustain long-lasting provisions for healthy relationships, conducive for an environment that is life-giving rather than destructive, desolate, demoralizing and demeaning. Those are dry places, dry marriages, relationships with our children, draining interactions with our brothers and sisters, unfulfilling and underemployed, unappreciated jobs, living in a drug-infested, homicidal community, even dry churches. Like my sister Linda was saying, dressed up, ain't got no power.
Wow.
Dressed up, ain't got no power. Apostle Paul describes the walking dead in Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 5, that said people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power.
Yeah.
Dressed up, ain't got no power. And then it tells us, health, nothing to do with such people. As Mama would say, bad company corrupts good morals. The children of Israel, they were hanging around bad company. In order to put our text into context, we find that the children of Israel are in exile because of their rebellious spirit against God.
Yeah.
They try to be like the world. They try to be like everyone else. They just wanted to fit in. We hear our young people trying to fit in, compromising. Even the saints, we may hear some churchgoers that try to fit in, I call them churchgoers, try to fit in, compromising their godly standards, knowing right from wrong, but because they want to fit in, they're doing everything else that the world is saying do.
Ouch.
This is what we have found with the children of Israel. They understood the laws that was given to Moses, but yet they put other gods before the one and truly God. Yet they did everything that they were big enough to do and had no regard to following the word of God. We find in Ezekiel 36 and 17, God describes the sin of Israel as them being defiled, fouled their own land by their evil ways. And God said that their conduct was so unclean that it was like a woman's menstrual cloth. It was dirty and unholy. And as a result of their sins, the Babylonians took Israel into captivity. Bad company corrupts good morals. But in our text on this evening, God's Holy Spirit takes the prophet Ezekiel to a dry place called the Valley of Dry Bones. I don't know if any of you have ever been put in a place where it seems like there is no life,
yeah,
where it seems like nothing's going on, a dry, lifeless, powerless place. But God gives the prophet Ezekiel a vision. And so the question is, thanks to God, what do you do when you find that God has allowed you to be in a dry place? Someone sang the song, "If the Lord needs somebody, here am I. Lord, send me. I'll go." I wonder how many of you are willing to go when you don't have a crowd following behind you. I wonder how many of you are willing to go when the assignment is not a prestigious assignment. I wonder how many are you really willing to go when it seems like you're like a John the Baptist hidden in a wilderness, proclaiming the good news that Christ is coming. I want to know how many of you are really willing to go if God sends you to a dry place. But here's what we must remember. I will write this down. That if God sends you, I said if God sends you, not man,
yeah,
but if God sends you, then God will establish his purpose. See, when God is doing the sending, we don't have to worry about the how. I know I talked about that when I was talking about how God sent me to Imani, and I was wondering, Lord, well, what do you want me to do in this place? knowing that we've lost so many members and there were four that were still left there. But God, if God sends you, God will open up the doors. God will make the ways. He will take the crooked paths and make them straight. But God must be the one sending you if God sends you. I have a plaque in my office that says, just think. You're here not by chance, but by God's choosing to fulfill his special purpose for this generation.
That's right.
In the vision that God gave Ezekiel, he saw nothing but dry bones all around him. Dry bones in the valley. That's why we're instructed, saints of God, that we must walk by faith and not by sight. That we can't get sidetracked by what it looks like or what it feels like. God is calling us to stay focused on the purpose in which God has called us to do, and not to look from the north or the south or the east or the west, or to worry about what your neighbor is doing across the street. But you stay focused on what God has assigned you to do. What do you see when you look at this generation? What do you think about when you hear on the news the troubles of Afghanistan or the tribulations of Haiti, or even when you consider the historical loss of millions of lives from COVID around the globe, devastation all around us. Here is Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones, looking at all the devastation around him, the degradation, the destruction of life, and yet he looks at the fact that it is God revealing the vision to him. Here's what we must understand. That as we're looking at the valley of dry bones, the lives represented by these bones were not only dead, they were disgraced also. And the thinking of ancient Israel, scholars have pointed out that an unburied corpse, bones, remains was a shocking disgrace to the dead. These bones were obviously denied a proper burial, and for the Jewish community, that was a sign of disrespect.
Wow.
Inhumane.
Wow.
As if the people have been executed in a mass grave where their identities are unknown, but their tragedy was horrific. Although we may not have known who it was in the valley of dry bones, but the tragedy that he saw, Ezekiel saw, was terrific, horrific. And all he could do was, when God asked him the question, can these bones live? All he could say, you know, Lord,
that's right.
This is a mess. When I look at it, it looks hopeless. When I consider what's going on, it looks like, God, there's no real solution. I don't know if in your life you've been in a position that when you have come to a dark spot in your life and you look at the situation, you say, there's no hope, God. It looks like nothing's going to change. I've been in this situation for a long time, year after year. It's been very, very dry in my life. It's been exposed to the oppressive nature of society, God. I've been dealing with some heartaches and some pain, God. I don't know how I'm going to get through this trial. I don't know how I'm going to get through this test. And it seems like the burden and the weight of the problems, God, is up on my shoulder.
Yeah.
It feels like I can't stand, that I got to crawl, God. It seems like when I cry, Lord, it seems like it takes me all the way into the middle of the night. That, God, that when I look at my situation, that all I want to do is crawl back up in my bed and put the covers over my head. Because, God, I don't know what to do, Lord. But, God, because I'm in the midst of this, you promised in your word that you'll never leave me.
That's
you
right.
said in your word that you'll never forsake me. You said in your word that you'll be right there by my side. And God, when I don't know what else to do, I hear your word saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I will write this down too. That ain't nobody but God can turn things around in your life. That God is still working miracles. And if you even doubt, God Are you still moving? Are you still working miracles? I hear the voice of the Lord saying, I still work miracles.
Yeah.
I still part the Red
yeah.
Sea. I still allow you to cross on dry land. Let me tell you, when you begin to hear about those who have recovered from COVID, that's a miracle. When you see a baby that looked like they were on their last breath and I bring them out, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
When I think about my own mother who had a heart attack and they said in the hospital room that she was gone, but then she was resuscitated by the Holy Spirit, and they said she came out speaking in tongues.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a miracle. When I begin to think that God yet worked miracles, that's something that excites me. When I think of the valley of the dry bones, and when I look at the hopeless situation, when I hear the crisis in our world, when people may wonder, Lord, how in the world are things going to work out? How are things going to be turned around? But he says for his people to pray, to humble themselves,
yeah.
to turn from their wicked way, then will he heal the land. We got to keep praying. We got to keep believing. We got to keep trusting in God's word, because if God said it, God is able to do it. If God said it, God is able to do it. So in my sanctified imagination, I can hear the prophet Isaiah responding to God's question about these dry bones. I can hear over in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11, where he says that God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, yes,
yeah.
and it may give seed to the sower, purpose, and bread to the eater, purpose, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall not return unto me empty. Because if God said it, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
In the thing whereunto I sent it. God has been speaking things to your heart and to your mind. God has been giving you visions about your life, about your ministry, about your household. God is not like a man that can lie. If God is able to perform it, you better stand on God's word.
Yes.
Here's the other lesson that you need to have, that when God speaks on God's word, it will and shall come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
So when we're looking at our situations in life, when we're going through our homes, when we're walking through the hospital rooms, when we're looking at our children, we better speak God's word. That's what he instructed the prophet Ezekiel. He said to Ezekiel when he asked him the question whether or not these bones could live, and Ezekiel said, Lord, you know it. And so he tells Ezekiel, prophesy.
That's right. He did.
Preach. Proclaim.
Speak.
What are we speaking? What are we proclaiming? Speak my word.
Yeah.
Whew. Over the bones. Over the bones in your life. I dare you, Satan.
Yes.
Walk through that house where the enemy's trying to create chaos and begin to speak, I will help peace for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. That I will have health, because the word of God says, let the sick say that I'm well.
Yeah.
You better speak the word of God
yes.
over your life. Over your situation,
yeah.
over the dry places that's happening around you. When you walk the streets and you hear about the violence in your city, when you walk the streets, you better speak the word and begin to speak peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you're walking in your church, you better start speaking the word of God and begin to prophesy to the pews. When you're doing your ministry, you better prophesy what God spoke to your heart about the ministry word. He must have said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Oh, hallelujah. I shall lend and not borrow. I believe he must have spoke the word that when he began to look at his situation, even when we begin to count ourselves out, we better realize who we belong to. I belong to God.
Yeah.
Because I belong to God, even when the enemy comes against me like a flood, that I will have victory because I belong to God, and I'm more than a conqueror through him that lives within me. I belong to God, and because I belong to God, God will fight my battles. So I don't have to go in the street and act
Thank
like a
you,
fool.
Lord.
I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, that God will direct my path even when I don't know which direction to take. But I believe God's word is true, that God will lead me in the right direction. Hallelujah. When we begin to speak the word over our lives, change will happen. Hallelujah. We saw in the valley of the dry bones, that when the prophet Ezekiel began to prophesy over the bones, he said to them, oh, dry bones, don't hear me. Don't hear Ezekiel. But dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
See, it's not about you or me talking.
That's right.
It takes the anointing to break the yoke.
Teach them.
It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to transform lives. And so when we preach, I'm reminded of Apostle Paul's instruction to Timothy. He tells Timothy, when you preach, make sure you preach the word. Be ready. And we're not preaching politics. We're not preaching our own agenda. We're not preaching what somebody told us that we need to preach. But you better preach the word. Be ready. In season. Out of season.
Yes.
Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with complete patience and teaching.
All right.
Oftentimes, we want to give a word that make people want to jump up and shout.
Hoop and holler.
But a revival in the graveyard tells me it's not about whether or not the music is playing.
All right.
The revival in the graveyard tells me. It's not about how many people are standing around. The revival in the graveyard tells me that it's about the Holy Spirit moving in our midst.
Hallelujah.
And if the Holy Spirit won't move, then all we're doing is filling space. If the Holy Spirit isn't moving, all we're doing is looking at each other. But when the Holy Spirit moves, demons begin to shake.
Yes.
When the Holy Spirit moves, hallelujah, strongholds are broken.
Thank
when the Holy Spirit moves,
you,
it's
God.
Like the rushing of a mighty wind in the upper room that the disciples were clothed with flames of fire. And then when Peter began to prophesy and tell the people who were listening that, no, we're not drunk. This is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
How that Jesus was able to, through the power of the Holy Ghost, bring in so many people into the church. When the power of the Holy Ghost is moving, miracles happen.
Yes.
So because Ezekiel obeyed by speaking the word, unadulterated word of God, it tells us that there was a rattling of the bones, that things begin to change, and we begin to see the bones neatly fit together. Not where you see the bones disconjointed. The foot bone wasn't connected to the backbone, but everything was in its proper place.
Right.
Reminds me of the children's song that we used to sing, that the foot bones connected to the leg bones. The leg bones connected to the knee bones. The knee bones connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bones connected to the hip bone. The hip bone connected to the backbone. And the backbone connected to the neck bone. Everything was in order because of the Holy Spirit When God does things, God does it in decency and in order. That's why we must understand that when we're going forth, thanks to God, that we got to go forth the way that God tells us to do it. And although it may look crazy to some people, and they may look at you strange, you better listen to what God is saying to you, because God's word is powerful. Hallelujah. Matthew Henry expounds Hebrews 4 and 12, where it talks about God's word, that God's word convinces, God's word converts, God's word comforts.
Yes.
It is powerful to pull down strongholds, to raise the dead, to make the deaf to hear, the blind to see, the dumb to speak, and the lame to walk. It is powerful to pull down kingdom and to set up the kingdom of Christ. It is sharper than any two-edged sword that cuts both ways. It is a sword of the spirit that cometh out of the mouth of Christ. It pierces to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. It makes a proud spirit to be humble, a perverse spirit to be meek and obedient. Those sinful habits are separated and cut off. Rebellious wills are broken down. The sword divides between the joints and the marrow, the most secret, close, intimate parts of the body. This sword can cut off the lust of the flesh as well as the lust of the mind, and it mortifies sin within the body. This sword of the spirit is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, even the most secret and remote thoughts that you thought nobody else knew. But God knows. Because God knows, God is able to clean up the sinner who's down in the valley of a mess and clean you up, even when people look at you and don't want to be bothered with you. But God's word will go down into the pits where you are and bring you out and put you in a place that you can be able to proclaim God's word. It is God's word that is most important to us, because when we begin to think of God's word, it became flesh, the incarnate word of God, and dwelt among us in the form of Jesus, that told us in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh. And when it became flesh, Jesus had the purpose to save all who were lost. All who were lost. That even when we think we're so good, we still need a Savior.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And because Jesus came and he died for us, he didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save. Because he came to save, when we use the word of God, we need to use it in the same love that Jesus had, by letting them know that I came because, in John 3:16, because God so loved the world. And that's why Jesus came, to make sure that no one would have to perish. So there's no big sin or little sin. All is sinful. That even when we were sinners, Jesus tells us that he died for us.
Thank you, Lord.
But as believers, we're not to be bystanders who sit on the pews. But the word of God tells us to go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come. Oh, hallelujah. We got to be bold.
We got work to do.
We got to be bold and allow God to use us to fulfill his purposes and his will, because there's so many people out here hurting who just want to know, does God love them, even when their sin stinks? Will God save them? And will we be willing to share the good news of Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to move us to speak a word to the people of God? Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the old saints that would sing, "Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me." God, we need your breath.
Yes, we do.
Your breath to breathe on us, to strengthen and to renew us. We need your breath. Your breath to revive us. us and stir us up, Lord, that we will have common compassion for one another and look beyond what sets us apart, God. Now, look beyond the differences of our race and ethnicity, Lord, that we need the breath of God to help unite us and to restore our hope and knowing that, God, we're not alone. We need your breath, your Holy Spirit, God, to transform and renew our minds that, God, that we can stand on your word, God, and not compromise our walk in you. We need your breath, your Holy Spirit, God, to transform lives in the name of Jesus, that will make the drunk man sober, God, that will make the mother be a good mother, God. We need your breath, God, to move in the lives of our children, even when the enemy tries to sift them like wheat. We plead the blood. We need a revival.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it begin with us, God. Let it begin in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We give you glory for sending a revival.
Yes, Lord.
Revive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need revival. Amen. Good word, Pastor. Good word. We need revival, and let it begin in us and with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to text one of our the members of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, because she loves that scripture about the dry bones. Hallelujah. The Lord has just been talking to her so much about it over the years. So I had to call. I had to text Sister Debbie and let her know that you were preaching her sermon. Amen. Amen. That was such a wonderful word from the Lord about revival. And it was so much that you said that just blessed me. You know, so much. Bad company corrupts good morals. It was just all really good. If God sends you, he will establish his purpose. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
I kind of like to go through a sermon and just maybe send a few tweets out. You know what I'm saying? Who may not have been on the line with us. Amen. Amen. And of course, you can always go back and Google Get 'em Radio, and you can hear the sermon in its entirety. God just gave you some beautiful insight, you know, about staying focused on his purpose and that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And you just gave you know, when you were talking, it was like, oh, man, I thought about it, but I never really thought it like this, about how the dry bones were they dead, but they were disgraced because they were not buried.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that really stood out to me. Praise God. You know, here's this valley of dry bones. This not dry bones. That was a bunch of dead people, and they died some kind of way out there, you know, and their bones all scattered and everything. And they were not buried. And it really did, as you said, look like a hopeless situation. But God, hallelujah.
But God.
Amen.
Yes.
So thank you so much. I mean, it was like, you know, just listening was a breath of fresh air. You talked about how God, you know, breathed on it, you know, said to breathe on the bones, and what we need to breathe on to transform our lives. Amen. And speaking the word. I mean, just really a good word. And I know Pastor Price wants to say something, because this reminds me of she's speaking spiritual warfare and the different parts of it, and part of it is the word, speaking the word. So I know
Amen.
She has something to say. I thought about you know what she was speaking about even just yesterday on her church service. Praise God. Just a wonderful word from the Lord, Pastor Sheila. Amen.
Praise God.
And I know even the way you delivered that word, I know you've lived it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
The Lord has shown you've seen some dry bones, and the Lord has had you to breathe over it and to speak to it, and you know, and things changed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You
yes.
saw light
Thank
come
you,
into
God.
What looked situation.
Praise
you,
God.
God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we're gonna open a line. Any of you have any comments, questions? Do you have any prayer requests? I'm going to open the lines in just a moment. I need to do a few things here. I did give Pastor Sheila's Cash App. Her Cash App is, if the Lord leads you to give, it's a $ Word Vision 01. $Word WORD Vision VISION 01. Amen. And before we go any further, there may be someone listening. It may not even be tonight. It may be sometime in the future. You've made it this far. You listened. And, you know, maybe you're even thinking, I mean, there's some dry things in my life. You may be even thinking, you know, there's some hopeless situations and you know, and all of that. And, you know, how can I get God's breath on my life? That may be something that you're thinking even right now. You know, if you don't know for sure that you are born again, if you don't know for sure that Jesus is the Lord of your life, this is the time for you. Amen. This is the time where the Lord wants to speak to your heart. And if there's any dryness, he wants to blow his breath right on, you know, any dryness in your life and to bring it back to life, to revive you, because the revival starts in us. Hallelujah. You know, and then it goes out into the atmosphere. That's real revival. Revival starts in you as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If your testimony is, I've been going to church all my life, that means I'm saved. And that's the buzzer. That's not all the answer right there. It's good that you've been in church all your life. Amen. Good that you cut your teeth on the pew. But I'm talking about my sister, Pastor Price, the first time I heard this, she said it, you know, people can sit in a garage for years and they don't become a car. And so people can sit in the pews for years, but until you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I just want to tell you that you're not born again. You know, until you receive Jesus, and he made it easy, he made it light for us to be able to receive him as our Lord and Savior. There was a man, I'm just going to speak as the Lord is giving me to speak. There was a man who was in a well-known denomination. He was, you know, well-known in the church. I don't know what his title was, trustee, elder, or something, for many years. And, in fact, this man was in his 90s. And you know, I gave the word for, you know, for people to come forth and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, to pray this prayer. And then I said, you know, anyone who's prayed this prayer for the first time, you never prayed a prayer like this, you know, let us know, raise your hand. And he raised his hand. And he had been in church for many years. And he had never really received Jesus as his Lord and as his Savior. Now, you know, if it was, yeah, he was saved. He was there all that time. Well, I tell you, my grandfather was a deacon in the church, and he prayed, and people said that that they could feel the presence of God moving. And God told me if he didn't pray before he passed, he was going to hell. And he did. Thank God he did receive Jesus as his Lord and as his Savior. Amen. So if you're not quite sure, and your testimony is that my mama saved, my daddy saved, I've been in church all my life, therefore I think I'm saved, this is your time to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Romans, first of all, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And so the Lord wants you to have everlasting life. And this is a love thing. This is not a beat you over the head with it thing. This is a love thing that God is doing with you. He loves you so much. This is not just, you know, not just saying a prayer because you don't want to go to hell, or even saying a prayer because you want to get to heaven. This prayer is for you to have a relationship, a love relationship with God, right here and right now, the rest of your life, and then go to heaven, and it gets even better there. Amen. And so Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. He made it so easy, so simple. There's other scriptures in the Bible that talks about salvation. I just kind of happen to like this one. And it just stands out to me, Romans 10:9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe by faith. Hallelujah. Making a choice to believe that what the Lord said in the Bible, what Jesus said, and what he did is true. And to believe it. Well, now none of us was here 2,000 years ago. So we have to believe it by faith. Hallelujah. And we don't know how electricity works. Most people don't know, maybe a few. But when it comes to turning the light on in a dark room, we reach for the switch and the light comes on. Amen. So Jesus wants his light to be in your heart, and for you to receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. To me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit seals you right now, that you are sealed. Hallelujah. Sealed and preserved. Hallelujah. By the precious Holy Spirit. And then we pray that the precious Holy Spirit will fill you to overflowing and give you power to live right, power to walk right, power to even understand the word of God. Every time you read the word, that you understand it even more and more, and to walk in his word day and night and night and day. Power to receive the love. Hallelujah. The power to receive the love that he has for you, that he died for you to have. And amen and amen. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, the same phone number, 516-418-5699, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. We even invite you to be a part of Imani AME Church. The Word of God is there in the church richly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're all the body of Christ. Hallelujah. All of us who believe in the Lord Jesus and believe in the Word of God. And as Pastor Sheila said, his word does not return unto him void, but accomplishes all that he pleases in the place where he sends it. And his word has been sent into your heart even right now. Amen. So you are invited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Now, we're going to open the lines. Hallelujah. So please, press your number one key, and we'll open the lines now. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. But, you know, Pastor Sheila's been with us all month, so encourage the woman of God. Bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up the line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine are together right now. I hope this is a good time that you guys aren't in the middle of anything else right now. Opening up your line, Pastor Mom and Jamal. I hear you talking. Is your mute? Is your phone on mute?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Amen. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hey, there was a good minister, and I just enjoyed it. I just listened to her talk about the loan and all of that. It just did me a good bit.
Amen. Well, God, well, you know, where are you? Oh, there you go. Amen. Pastor Sheila, you know, I told Pastor Mom today, I said, Pastor Sheila's going to pray for you again tonight.
Amen. We truly thank God for Pastor Mom. And we pray, we come praying for Pastor Mom and believing that God is not through with you yet, that God has yet great things in store for you. And we believe that God, as you continue to allow her to be an encouragement to the body of Christ, that you will strengthen her, Lord, and keep her heart encouraged in knowing that, God, that her labor is not in vain. But that, God, that she will reap and be able to see the rewards that you have allowed her to plant, that she will be able to see the fruits of her labor, Lord, even in the land of the living. God, we thank you for how she has poured out into so many to continue to be a blessing to them. And we ask that, God, those seeds that have been planted, that, God, that you will allow it to build up even 100-fold and more in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. And we pray that as she rests on tonight, that God, that you will let her have a peaceful rest. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her, Lord. We say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Minister Mike, am I feeling you over here? You got a prayer in you? Did you want to say anything?
Sure.
I mean, praying right now. Give you an opportunity to say something in just a few moments. But if you want to pray for Pastor Mom, if something was on your heart.
I'm going to pray for her. But first, I admire your mother so much. A lot of times I'm getting close to retirement, but in the world. but we realize God does not have a retirement.
Amen.
We keep working for him, and praise God for your mom. She's an encouragement. She is. So, Father God, we come to you right now, Lord. We say thank you.
Yes, God.
We say hallelujah to your name,
God.
Lord. We lift you up, Father.
Yes,
and then, Father God, we come together and we just ask, Father, that you give comfort,
yes, God.
That you give encouragement,
yes.
That you help Pastor Mother realize that she has purpose,
yes,
and that purpose is to glorify you, Lord. And so we just thank you for her, Lord.
Yes,
just let her know that, yes, I may have not met her, but spirit to spirit,
yes,
she encourages me,
yes.
Lord. And I know that I'm not the only one. So
yes.
Please, Lord, just lift her up. Give
yes.
her encouragement.
Yes, God.
And I concur with my wife. We just pray that she sleeps oh so well
yes.
tonight. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's hear from
yes.
Pastor Kathy.
Well, praise God.
Praise God.
I just want to say thank you all so much for the all the testimonies and for the word tonight, Pastor Sheila, Pastor Mike. And I, first
Amen.
Of all, I also want to just say I admire how Pastor Mike, how you're just standing behind Pastor Sheila. If nobody else says
mm-hmm.
amen back there, you're saying amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
What a
that's,
wonderful.
It's,
that's so wonderful. They have your mate just right behind you. But
amen.
I think
thank you. God be the glory.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Sheila, for the word tonight. And this for such a time as this. It's really needed for this time that we need to be revived at this time
yes.
because the harvest is plentiful. But the
yes.
labor because we're so dried up. And so I just want to
yeah,
thank you so much for the word tonight, and I pray that, you know, a lot of times the word sounds so good when you're hearing, but when reality comes, when you're out there in the street, or when somebody
mm-hmm.
comes to your home, we need to continue to wake to be revived so that others may come alive. So others,
yeah.
yes, because they're. People are just dying. They're dying, and they don't have no hope. But I just want
yes.
to say thank you so much for the word tonight. May God bless you, and I'm going to miss you all next week.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
God,
thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Hearing you all so much. So God bless you all, and just thank you for everything here. God bless you. And thank you, Apostle. It's been a blessing. And just been enjoying it so much for the last few months here. I enjoy it all the time, but it's just been so special these last few months. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, now before I open the line for anyone else, did you want to say something, Pastor Mike? Because Pastor Mike. I'm just going to call you that. Let's just leave it there. Because when Pastor Sheila was speaking, it sounded like you were having a good meal. Hallelujah.
I'm a little bit biased, but she always encourages me. She typically has good words. There's been times, and I think the person who just got off maybe alluded
Pastor
to it,
Catherine.
Pastor Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can go and hear somebody hoop and holler and tune and slobber and spit and get all excited, and then you ask yourself, what did they just preach? I can't remember it. And yes, so we're supposed to edify. We're supposed to lift each other up. The world will beat you down. Part
mm-hmm.
of part of, and be encouraged, Apostle, because part of your purpose, too, is you are facilitating brothers and sisters in Christ getting together. And, you know, maybe we could have been doing something else on a Thursday night, but we're here and we're encouraging each other to run the race, to fight
Amen.
The fight. It's awesome. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. And be encouraged.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we have several people who have pressed their number one key. Did you want to say anything else, Pastor Mike?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Let's open the line for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And then we have Minister Carrie and Sister Debbie. It says Sister Debbie's the one that when she preaches, it's usually from that dry bone text. Praise God. So I know she was blessed. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, glory to God. God, Apostle Kizzy, I just praise God for you and Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. I praise God even now for Pastor and Pastor Scott, Pastor Sheila, and Minister Mike. I thank God for each one of you and for that word tonight. So truly, Pastor Sheila, that was a tremendous word, a great encouraging word to my heart tonight, and it did not disappoint at all. That was the thing, you know, like you said, sometimes we go to get a good meal, and when we go to get a good meal somewhere, and sometimes I'm disappointed. I just love when my children are able to go get a good meal and it doesn't disappoint them when they get that good meal, or when I go to get a good meal, or even fix a good meal in the household. It's such a great blessing. Well, this word was truly like a very, very good meal for us. And for me, Pastor Sheila, it was a confirmation of what God had been ministering to me and the word that he was leading and guiding me. We've been doing a basic training boot camp on our Wednesday night, date nights with Jesus. And on that night, last night, the Lord said, I want you to go into 9 of the weapons of our warfare. Now, we didn't by any means go through all of them. But he said that all of the weapons center really around, all of them center around one particular weapon in there. And the first weapon he had given us, Pastor Sheila, was the name of Jesus Christ, then the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave us the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Worship and praise is one of the weapons of our warfare, because he said you may just be one phrase away from your victory. And then he gave us number 5 was prayer of agreement. And then intercession in other tongues, the sowing of a special seed, how that a seed can turn the tide and cause quick reversals. He gave us prayer with fasting is one of those, because some things only come out by prayer and fasting. And then that ninth weapon that he had us to focus on was our mouth. When you talked about that valley of dry bones and how they had been there a long time and scattered, when he buried, Lord have mercy. And he told them to speak the word out over the prophets. He said, our mouth is a special weapon, Helen. He said that all the other weapons will go. He said, because if you're going to use the name of Jesus, it's going to have to come out of your mouth. You're going to have the blood of Jesus. It's going to have to come out of your mouth. The sword of the Spirit got to come out of your mouth. Worship and praise got to come out of your mouth. Prayer of agreement got to come out of your mouth. He's in a session with other tongues got to come out of your mouth. Prayer with fasting has to come out of our mouth. And then he said, even the sowing of a special seed, because once you sow that seed, you're going to have to speak some things over that seed once you do it. Wow. So your word was a confirmation to me tonight, Pastor Sheila. I truly thank God for you. I thank God for the word that God has imparted into you. And Pastor Sheila, you and your husband remind me of Joe and myself, except it's a little flip in this, that Joe was the preacher. Joe was the one who would preach the word of God. He would get up, and in the sense of preaching, he would get up, and he would say, and you got to step out on God's word. I mean, he would preach that thing. He preached it, and then he would get shy and didn't want to go forth. But he would preach to me. And I thank God for it. And I was more the teacher preacher, one that would teach the word of God, like your husband, Minister Mike. And it was such a good pairing of the two of us together. And oh, how people loved my husband, Joe Price. And I thank God, mm-hmm. and I love them too. And the thing that Joe would tell me, Pastor Sheila, Minister Mike, and he would tell me because mm-hmm. he was raised in, I'm down here in Memphis, my husband was raised in the country on a farm, and on farms. And he said, Helen, he said, the reason why God had put us together like he did, he said, you never, when you're out there plowing the field, you never put two fast mules together, M-U-L-E-S.
Wow.
He said, when you're plowing and you put two fast mules together, they'll just run on. He said, and you never put two slow mules together because you'll not get the work done as you ought to get it done. He said, but they always put a fast mule with a slow mule. And he said, if you put the fast and the slow mule together, they would even out the gate. The fast mule will pull that slow mule back. That slow mule will cause the fast mule would cause the slow mule to speed up. The slow mule would cause the fast mule to slow down, and they would come with an even gait, and you would be able to get the work done. So I was thanking the Lord even now for the ministry of the preaching, the tremendous. I love the way you preach, Pastor Sheila. I thank God for you. And I love the way that the Lord ministers through Pastor Mike. I can see that God can use him in a special way. Teaching is so very, very important. And I was thanking the Lord because there's a scripture that says in Mark 6 and verse 34, when Jesus came ashore, he stepped aside and saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them, the word of God says. So he began teaching them many things. Yes, he had compassion. He raised the dead. He had compassion. And he healed the sick.
Yes.
He had compassion, and he fed the people. When he had compassion on the large crowd, the word of God and his compassion caused him to teach the word of God. And teaching has its place.
Yes.
Because God will give directives and directions to his people that they can become those disciples that he's causing them to do. So I thank God for the team that God has made you all. He didn't want to have two preachers preaching at the two preachers there. I mean, both of you, I know that you're not only a preacher, Pastor Sheila, I know you're a teacher also. I can tell that. And you're a pastor, teacher, a preacher, teacher. And he didn't want both of y'all going out in the same kind of manner. So he gave, he just put that anointing and just marinated it, that anointing on Minister Mike to teach that word. I can see the depth and the height and the kind of research that God and the impartation that God has given you. You know, this word says when he pours out his spirit, he would pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. And one of the things that one of the names that the Holy Spirit is called is the spirit of grace and of supplication and favor and special ability for what he calls us to do. So he has poured out his special ability upon you, Minister Mike. And I can tell you that both of you all, you know, I still understand what Jesus meant when he saw the man and the man had come to talk to him. He said he loved him. And you wonder, did he know that man? Did he know him, really know him? But he knew him after the spirit and not after the flesh. For the word says, no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. So even in my spirit, as I said there, I said, oh, I love this couple. I love the way they minister. I love the package that you have made them, how you put them together. I just love you all and thank God. And I did pray y'all for a seed. Might not have been a big one, but I done sent my seed already tonight. And I had prayed for a seed. And some seeds that I can at least sow something in me, you all, to be able to sow something into you all. And I was thankful because this past week I was asked to minister somewhere. And when I was asked somewhere, they sowed seeds into me. And I was thinking, and then I got another a person just walked up and gave me a seed. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, because he's already called me to a commitment to some other places that I'm to give. But he wanted to give me above and beyond so I could be able to sow. It may not be much, but I can tell you what, I'm glad to get the seed into that good ground. So I thank God for both of you. Thank you for your prayers over these weeks for myself and for my mom. And thank you for the word, the testimony. I hold you dearly in my heart and in my prayers. And I thank God for both of you. And God bless you. And that's it for me. God bless you all.
God bless. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. I grew up around horses, and I never of that analogy, but we had two. My father liked buggies and wagons and stuff. And we had two horses. One was Homer and one was Harriet. And Homer had a huge neck. And he would pull and he'd want to just go fast, just like you said. And Harriet was a little more meek and laid back. And they were paired up on purpose. And I never, ever thought of, thank you for that analogy.
That was great.
Hallelujah. It's you know, we're supposed to, I hit the word, I guess the maybe one last week or the week before, the word compliment. But, yeah, we enhance each other. And then Jesus, we're supposed to be yoked up with him, too, right? So,
yeah,
this all makes sense. That was so beautiful. Thank you very much.
You know,
God bless you, man of God. God bless.
We thank God for you, Pastor Price, and for what God is continually to do for your ministry. I know you talked about planting seeds, but whenever we're planting seeds, my husband is a gardener also, that God will be the one to give the increase.
Mm-hmm.
And so we believe, God, by faith, that God, you're doing just that.
Yes.
That as she's having a heart and a willingness to be a blessing to others, that God, that you will continue
Lord.
To pour into her, that God, that she won't have room to receive more.
Yes.
That she will be able to continue pour into others, God, with the abundance of love that's in her heart to do ministry and to please you and to magnify you with the gifts and callings that you placed upon her life. And I say gifts with an S. Because, no, God, you know what you've given her to do. And
yes.
So, Lord, we know that it won't tarry. And we believe that, God, that the labor that she has been given, God, is not in vain. And so we're trusting that you will order her steps with the right connections that she needs, Lord, to begin to flourish what you've given her to do. And we thank you for this beautiful woman, God, and that you will bless her household, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, that you will continue to bless her. And as we spoke earlier, and when we prayed for her, fill your word is no lack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No lack.
Amen.
And we thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And as we get ready to close the line for Pastor Price, I might as well give our announcement for our speaker. For the month of September, we're going to have Pastor Price. She's going to be our speaker in September. There are 5 Thursdays in September, and she's going to be, she really kind of said what she's going to be speaking about, I do believe. And what she's going to do is a boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. And, again, boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. And this is the time for it. I mean, I keep getting confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. And even this word today through Pastor Sheila is yet a confirmation. Praise God. So even if well steeped in spiritual warfare, this is a good refresher course, you know, and I've been doing spiritual warfare. I remember going to a spiritual warfare class in St. Louis. I came in, I think, and by a series of events, the Lord opened the door for me to go to one. I went there. I'm so glad I did. Glory to God, because things started happening quick after that. Amen. And so just to have this basic training in spiritual warfare for such a time as this, because you know what? The enemy don't fight fair, but we need to know how to fight according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So every Thursday in September, 9 p.m. Central and 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have our dear Pastor Price next week. I mean, not next month. Amen. Starting on this Thursday, next Thursday coming up. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let's go on to Minister Carey. Welcome, Minister Carey.
Good evening, everyone. Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and all the saints. I just thank the Lord for Pastor Sheila and Pastor Mike. Thank you for the word tonight. It was more than encouraging. It was building. It was reminding. Reminded me of how the Lord delivers, you know, to keep my focus, to keep our focus, I see it, that keep our focus and keep our minds on him as we walk, even as we go out, a loving kindness, you know, how he draws us with loving kindness and with compassion, yet the word coming forth. To break the yokes and break the things that are there as he draws and as he speaks to our hearts. And so I just thank the Lord for you. I thank you for the words that you gave tonight, that you spoke tonight. Pastor Mike, also I thank the Lord for you all, the couple. And I've enjoyed you all this this month as I've been listening. And I just wanted, even the waiting up on the Lord, that was one thing that really ministered too, because sometimes as I find myself walking in the things that he's given me to do with a little group of that I'm doing with, sometimes the slowness of it. And I said, Lord, you want to see him move fast, but it's just wait upon him. Just keep doing what he said do, wait on him, and because he's going to do the work. He's going to do the drawing. He's going to do the breaking of the yokes. He's going to do all of that. Just stay in my place and do what he's telling me to do at this time. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I just want to bless you all. Blessings to you and your ministry.
Amen. We thank God. Amen.
So we right now, Father, for Minister Curry.
Yes, God.
We thank you for her, Lord.
Thank you.
And those things that you have for you, Lord, just help her to remain encouraged, Lord.
Yes, God.
And remind her. What you said about in the book of Hebrews, you talk about drifting away and running the race and just staying encouraged.
Yes.
So Father God, we just all join our faith together.
Yes.
And we pray that Minister Curry stays encouraged and continues with what you have for her to do,
yes,
Lord. We thank you for that, Father.
Thank you, God.
And, just have her remain. I just keep seeing encouraged and don't give up.
Don't give up.
Amen. If I could say, there's one thing that God says, and know that I am God. He tells us that those that wait upon him, that wait is hope. So our hope is, and waiting patiently, that's long periods without murmuring or complaining. That's the hard part. Sometimes it's easy to wait, but it doesn't come when we want to. We start getting anxious, but it's going to be all right. Just maintain the course.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for your comments. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie. You have your
good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
What? Yes.
Good evening. I enjoyed that awesome message. I said good evening to all the saints in the respectful places. And, yes, that is one of my favorite sermons about the dry bones. And I will give you, you know, Apostle, you know what I'm going to say, like, okay, in 2019, you know, our house burnt down. I felt like we was in a dry place and everything burnt, but the word of God, my Bible, was, it didn't burn.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I thank God for that. And I work in the hospital, like, doing housekeeping, and I pray for the patients because I said, Lord, some of them, they're crying out in agony. They feel like they're in a dry place. And we've all been there before, felt like we were in a dry place. And some of them will talk, and I'll just tell them, well, you know, God is in the midst, but I don't have a lot of time to talk. So that's enough right there. So
yeah.
I just thank God for bringing us, like, bringing us through the fire, like, Psalms 91, like it said, you know, the terrors, you know, about the terrors of night. And it was like at night, it was like 2:15 in the morning. And my neighbor called me and told me that she had called the EMS because it was the neighbor's house that was on fire. And then our house was like inches apart. But I just thank God that we all got out, you know, and nobody, you know, died in the fire or anything because clothes and everything is replaceable. So I just thank God for that. And also when Pastor Philip Hawkey was praying, one of my friends, she said that she had coded twice. Her blood pressure was 73 over 52, and her kidneys was bad. But she said now they're functioning at 100%, and she thanked me for praying. She said, whatever you are doing or what y'all think, thank you.
But
I'm still working on keeping up in prayer.
Amen.
That's, you know, I come back to that when I say, you know, about the dry bones. And there's a young man there that's like a minister, and his name is Ezekiel. And I talked to him about that, too. Yes, I just ask you all to pray our strength in the Lord and keep us up. And I know my husband, David, he's finishing up his last semester in the funeral service education. I say it feels like dry bones, but I said, you're going to graduate next year. Because I graduated in 2019. I said, it's your season. My season has passed. And yours, the best is yet to come, as Pastor Price always say.
Amen.
And I say that with my son, David, who has autism. He's going to be 40 in October, and now he's beginning to really talk again, whereas he didn't. And that also made me feel like I was in a dry place, too. But I said, thank God, nothing is too hard or too small for him.
Right. That's right.
So,
amen. Well, thank you.
I'm done. I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen. What day is David Jr.'s birthday? The little David.
October 2nd.
Oh, okay. I got to make sure that's on my calendar. Oh, I don't even see him on here. Okay. Especially he's turning 40 this year?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And I thought about, like, the Bible and stuff, like, Christ passes 40 days and 40 nights.
All right.
So.
Yeah, 40 is significant. Amen.
Yes.
40 is the number of a generation as well. So,
yes.
Yeah. Wow. October the 2nd. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night.
Amen. We'll offer a word of prayer for Sister Debbie. I know she talked about in 2019 her house was burnt down and, you know, her
mm-hmm.
husband, was it her husband that's in his last semester of school?
Mm-hmm. Before you pray, one of the things that was really evident to me in the sermon tonight, and Pastor always says this to me. She's like, take that out of the atmosphere. You need to speak those things. But Ezekiel spoke to the bones.
Mm.
And we mm-hmm. tell your husband, Sister Debbie, to speak to his situation. Speak life into it. Speak that he will finish that semester. He's going to do it. I believe it. By faith that he's going to do it, but he has
Amen.
To really believe it.
Yeah. And
so yeah, tell him to speak those things into existence as if they were. He's a graduate.
Amen.
Amen. Love it. Amen. Oh, and God, right? We pray, coming together, touching and agreeing. You said where there's two or three gathered. That you're right there in the midst. And so, God, right now with Sister Debbie.
Yes.
You know everything about her, even to the very number of hairs on her head. And so, God, we pray. She talked about some dry places, but as Minister Mike, my husband, said, begin to speak life in your household, over your child, over your situation on your job. Continue to speak life, even when it does not look like things are getting better, but begin to speak to your situation and trust that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you
yes.
can ask or yes. imagine, and hold on to your faith in Jesus' name, knowing that God is turning things around, working them out for your good.
Done.
We claim it done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, we have Minister Rachel. Praise God. I noticed this really ministered to her. It touched her. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. I would like to ask for prayer, and I'm just saying, just keep on encouraging one another, and yes, we ought to speak life, no matter what we see, because the just shall live by faith and not by sight.
Amen. So is there
Amen.
Something in particular you want to pray for?
The Lord will lead them. They're always on point when people pray for me, when I say, because God knows it specifically what I want, so I just didn't want to say it. Because I know it's being recorded, so I just want it, you know, as God leads them.
Amen. That's good.
So, Father God, we come before you, Lord, once again, presenting our petitions, our requests. We're making them known with thanksgiving, Lord.
Yes.
We so appreciate what you do for us, Lord. We don't want to seem ungrateful,
yes.
Father. But and now, Father, we just ask that our sister has a request.
Yes.
You know her heart. You know what she needs. You know what she wants, Lord. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we intercede on her behalf, Lord. The woman kept coming back to the unjust judge, until she got what she wanted, Lord.
Yes, God.
Father God, please, Lord.
Yes, God.
Just help our sister out.
Help, Lord.
Whatever it is that she needs or wants, Lord, you know her heart again.
Yes, God.
But, Father God, let it be your will in your way,
yes,
Father.
God.
And then, Father God, whatever it is that she needs to know or to learn, touch her heart, Father,
yes,
God, as you grant her, as you shower her with grace, Lord.
Yes, God.
And we also ask for mercy, Father.
Yes, God.
We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I know my husband talked about God showering her with grace. We pray, God, for her children. God, that you will look upon them and look after them, and that you will bless this mother, Lord, as she continues to provide for her household. We ask that, God, that you will cover these children,
yes,
that, God,
protect
you
them,
told
Lord.
Us, and we prayed and we believe this, that as we train them up, as we plant those seeds of faith, because that's the greatest legacy that any mother can give their child, giving them the knowledge and exposure of who God is. And so as she plants those seeds of faith and allowing them to know who God is, even as she walks that lifestyle in front of them, that, God, your word says that as they grow, that they shall not depart from it. And so, Lord, we're trusting that those seeds will be planted and rooted deeply in them,
yes,
as
Lord.
You cover them with your blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel, and thank you, Pastor Frank. Praise God. We have two more who have pressed their number one key. We have Sister Joanne. Amen. Welcome, Sister Joanne. You got your mute off? Your mute.
Good off. Do you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
We hear you.
Good evening, Minister, Prophetess Kizzy. Pastor Sharon and Pastor Mike, it's a pleasure to hear your word tonight. I needed that
praise
word.
God.
It was an encouraging word to my heart, and I've been praying and asking God, what do you want me to do? What is your will in my life? So I've just been waiting and waiting, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. But I heard a good word tonight about the dry bones. So I thank
yes.
you. For giving me that word. I thank you. It went down in my spirit and came back up again. I thank you.
Praise
and
God.
I appreciate you of what you're doing and what you're about to do with God. In the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus. And that I love you. I don't know you, but I love you. You and your husband.
I love you.
It's a sweet, sweet spirit about you.
Hallelujah.
Sister Joanne, let me just say this. I remember I used to kind of struggle in my mind. It's like, well, what does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? Now, at the time, I was an interim pastor, and I'm talking to one of the deacons. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm trying to figure out what God wants me to do. And he's like, man, you're doing it. You're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I guess I would tell you maybe to live in the present moment or look at what you're doing. And
wow.
I bet you might be a little surprised that you're already doing God's purpose in your life. One of the things also I'd say, well, you know, I haven't made this mark in my life or what God wants me to do. And then he tells me, look, you have six beautiful children. You've made your mark on them. So Yes, you're doing something. You just sit down and pray about that and talk with God about that. And
okay.
I'll bet you're doing something already.
Yes, I am.
Amen.
I am doing something already. And you know how you want to do more, but I'm not able because of my walking. You know, I'm walking with a cane now, but God just keeps me. When it's time for me to walk, I'll walk, you know. I even walk on the street and minister to the street, you know. This is what I really want to do is street ministry.
Praise
so
God.
I just ask God to just give me the strength and the courage. And, you know, I have the wisdom and I have a knowledge, you know. I just wanted to say something about me. 21 years ago, I was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And I stayed in the HIV facility. They only housed HIV AIDS patients. So I stayed there for about 4 years. And I came out, when I came out, I had tuberculosis. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk when I was in that place. I was in the fetal position. But I thank God that I knew God at that time, and he brought me out and put me in this apartment. Not this apartment that I live in, but 2J down the hallway from me. But I just thank him, and I appreciate what God is doing for me and what God is about to do. And I know he's not keeping me. He's keeping me for a reason and a purpose. So I just wanted to share that little bit with y'all. And could you continue to pray for me?
Yes. Still here. And then it was Sister Debbie. Sister Joanne. I was just going to say that you know, the other thing that's distinctive about people is we watch each other. So people are watching you all the time, sister, and you are a shining light to them.
Yes.
So, again, you're serving God's purpose, I believe.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you for sharing that, Sister Joanne. You knew I would say something because, I mean, I know she's a walking miracle. You know, she and some people went to see her when she was in that facility. Actually, it was a hospice. Facility for those who have been diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And we saw her when she was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and her head was swollen up so big she had stretch marks in her head. And, you know, it was something to see. But I tell you, it was great to see when the Lord healed her. We were there the day that the doctor told her they had checked, and rechecked, and they could find no trace of it. So he sent us there on that day, and he sent us there with I don't know how many balloons that was, and all the balloons said "I love you," and her whole ceiling was filled with "I love you" balloons. So I'll never forget that. And whenever she comes on the line, I know it's something special. And so, you know, like we're saying, Sister Joanne, you don't know what God has, what purpose he has. And you know, even for Minister Mike to say people have been looking at you, that is true. You know, I mean, just to look, you like the I'm saying this from the Bible, you know, the serpent on the pole looking limb, you know, when all of that was going on, people were dying everywhere, and they had something to look at and live, you know, looking at the miracles that God has done in your life, Sister Joanne. Hallelujah.
What a
So
thank you, Jesus.
We pray God. Amen. Amen. I could go on
Amen.
And on. I went to her apartment and I was just like crying. Just to my God, she's in an apartment. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's a miracle.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Got to see a miracle.
Miracle.
Oh, miracle.
Mm.
Amen. And the awesome part too is with Sister Joanne, we would go to see her in the hospice, and she would bless us, giving us a word like she was out and knew everything else that was going on. You know, like an on-point, you know, word. So we'd be just happy to go see her whenever we could. Amen. Let me open up the line now for Reverend Treva, who has been waiting patiently. Praise God.
Hello, God bless y'all. And I just want to
Hello,
and God bless y'all. I really, Pastor Scott, Minister Mike, and Apostle Kizzy, I've really enjoyed the service tonight. I was sitting here just shouting, and I live with my sister and brother-in-law, so, you know, I try not to keep up too much hollering in the house, but, wow, what an awesome minister to my heart.
Great.
And on point, I remember many years ago, Pastor Helen had given me a word, and then we were in service, and somebody else had called in, but they had the same word, that they didn't know why they were saying it. I didn't know the person, about the dry bones, and it was in relation to my life, and a situation that looked totally dead, and God said he was going to resurrect, and he has done above and beyond, and I've been in this standing, in this position for many years, and like I heard in your sermon, sometimes things take long, but I just rejoice. I rejoice, and it has been a painful experience anytime you're going through. And God is stretching
you.
But I can say I would have it no other way. So God bless you, my brother, my sister and brother. And I just, again, I'm one of your AME sisters in the ministry and here on the West Coast. And I just look forward to meeting you all. I feel like I know you already. And I
Amen.
Say, God bless y'all. And I love y'all. And you know, Apostle Kizzy, I love you. I love your entire family. I've known your family
Amen.
For many, many years. And
yes.
I just thank God for y'all. And God bless y'all. And I'm going to go back on mute. And
Amen.
I'm praying for
Amen.
You too.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. You're very welcome. Have a blessed
Amen.
Evening.
Praise God.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
Praise God.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know,
so
I know Reverend Reba was talking
uh-huh.
about some of the dry bones and knowing that, you know, God is truly able to do extraordinary things in our lives. And I just, even while we were waiting in a place of waiting for the change, we have to, I think my husband talked about this earlier, do it with a spirit of just praise, really, and not complaint. So, you know, I just want your heart to be encouraged, and I believe it is, but to continue to stay encouraged, that no matter what it looks like, because it's not by what we are looking at, we got to make sure that our focus continues to be on the promises of God and knowing that, you know, God is well able. And so even in that process of waiting, God, we trust and believe that you will keep our sister's heart strong and encouraged and that you will bless her in the ministry in which you have called her into. And that, God, that as she continues to minister, you know, you told us that we are living epistles. Let her life continue to be that epistle that's being read by men and women where they will be encouraged by her, Lord, And we ask that, God, that you will continue to move in her life and in those that she touch each and every day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, every now and then I might get a little vision. And I got this interesting vision of you, and this is Reverend Treva. You know square dances? I don't know if you know anything about square dancing, but I just saw you doing a do-si-do. You know what that is? Check it out. But just real fast, in the spirit, I just saw you doing a do-si-do. And I do believe you have to have a partner to do a do-si-do, don't you? Anybody know anything
you
about
do.
Square dancing?
Swing your
okay.
partner around there.
All right now. All right now. Amen. Amen. So I'll say this by the Spirit of the Lord. Get ready for your do-si-do. Hallelujah, Reverend Treva. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A Holy Ghost do-si-do. Amen. So, praise God. Oh, it's just been such a wonderful time. It's like, does it have to end now? I feel like, you know, Carol Burnett. I'm so glad we had this time together. So,
and you have to, would you pull her earlobe or wrinkle her nose?
Right, right.
She did something.
Right, whatever that meant. But, you know, I'm so glad we did have this time to get to speak with you all, to kind of get to know you a little bit. And my prayer is that this is not the end. Amen.
Amen.
And I know by the of God that it's not. I know we're all laborers, part of the vineyard where he has sent us. But I believe that this is a connection that, you know, that will continue on. Praise God. Praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And we did see Sister Shana on here, but I know this is late for her. So she hung out until you finished preaching. So and
praise
then I she yeah, she had to go on. So amen. Good to see her on the line tonight. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? If you have anything, you know, press your number one key. We still have a little time. We're about to go into overtime, but I'm going to talk about what's going to happen on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. And then we'll come back to Pastor Sheila, and we might as well say to Minister Mike. And if you all closing remarks and to say, you know, the closing prayer for us tonight. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to do this, and I'll be right back with you. In fact, I'll mute your line for a moment. And I pray that all is well. I feel like I got to say this. If for some reason, if your line drops, I think I would have to call you back. So just kind of hold on, because now we're officially in overtime. And you wouldn't be able to call back in if anything happens. So we pray that all is well. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me let you know what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Now, next Thursday, we begin the new series with Pastor Price, Pastor Helen Price, and that's going to be a boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. So whereas we usually do interviews first and everything, we may do a little interview the first next Thursday, but we're going to jump right into this basic training in spiritual warfare. You've been with us on Get 'Em Radio before. You know that, you know, the Lord uses this, our family of broadcasts, as a reference place. Amen. So people can come and reference this you know, all kinds of information that's done in the spirit. So to have this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare, is just going to be wonderful to have on Get 'Em Radio. I mean, we have all kinds of resources here, like you want to know how to buy a house, you want to know about cryptocurrency. You know, people have been saying to me, what about cryptocurrency? You can go on Get 'Em Radio. We have three broadcasts that teaches you, or to at least help you to get kind of familiar with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and the other altcoins. And so so this is going to be really wonderful all next month to have that basic training. Then on Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. This particular Sunday is the fifth Sunday, and here we go with Pastor Price again. Her church is the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, and they're going to be our guest church on this Sunday. So we have them as our guest church every fifth Sunday. So you'll be hearing from Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, and they're going to do the entire service. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's this Sunday, the 29th of August, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching series. Our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And so God has really gifted her in digging into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then she teaches us also how to dig into the Word of God. So that's on Monday, 12 noon Central, p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, the 31st, we're back again with Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And, you know, we've learned from Pastor Price about from the boot camp, because we've had a little bit of it so far. Part of the spiritual warfare is praying in tongues. And, wow, we've had such confirmation that even the time that we pray in tongues and what God tells us with the interpretations are just so right on. Even before January 6th and that insurrection, that, you know, the riots, whatever that was going on in Washington, D.C., he talked to us about it before it happened. Hallelujah. And it was just awesome. And so many things that I could tell you, but you have to just find out for yourself. Amen. So four people volunteered to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And then after they pray in tongues for about an hour, then we have interpretation. Hallelujah. And the interpretation is so many confirmations in the interpretation. So we praise God for that. So please join us. And some people, we found out that some people, even if they're at work, they're still doing their work. And they don't, you know, they may not be able to say anything, but they let the speaking in tongues be in the atmosphere where they work at. You know, not loud or anything, but that's what some people are doing. And it has been awesome for us and for them. Now, on Wednesday, our next Praying in Tongues Tuesday is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And you still dial the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be on Wednesday, September the 8th. And that's the second Wednesday of September. Praise God. And so it's called prophetic healing. And so what the Lord does is he'll let us know the healing that's going to take place or ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in and they're healed because what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So if you're going through anything in your body and you need a healing or you know someone who needs to be healed, hallelujah, you can tell them about it. So set your cell phone alarm and, you know, put it in your calendar. September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we're back again on this Thursday coming up. And that, wow, this Thursday already is September the 2nd. Hallelujah. We'll be doing our boot camp all of September. So we, you know, we praise God for all that he's doing and the way that he's doing it. Glory to God. I'm going to get the scotch back on. Hallelujah. Now, before you guys give your closing remarks, I'm hearing something in the spirit. I don't know exactly what it is, but God knows. So I want to pray for you two, for both of you. Praise God. Praise God. And just, you know, whatever the Lord has. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor and Minister Scott to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for meeting them at the very point of their need, whatever that need
yes.
is in their lives, and then doing exceeding
yes.
abundance above all that they could ask, think, or even imagine in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And what I'm seeing in the spirit, I'll just say it. I'm seeing the Lord unsticking y'all from something. It's like you're stuck. You're like almost out of what you're stuck in, and you've just been pulled all the way out of it. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God.
So,
thank you, Lord.
So you're not stuck. You know, it may seem like, hey, I know we're stuck. And we just going to deal with what we stuck in. And the Lord said, nuh-uh-uh, I'm unsticking you out of it.
Praise
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And it's not a unsticking you out of it. It's like it's so good. Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to just say it. I don't know anything about anything that's going on, but God says when he unsticks this, feelings won't be hurt. Relationships won't be torn down. It'll be nothing like that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, you know, thank you, Lord. He says, I'm the great orchestrator, and I can orchestrate things for you, and I'm doing it right now. I'm orchestrating this in such a way that it's going to be absolutely seamless. And it's going to be an entirely, completely different the next moment. Hallelujah. And it's going
Thank
to be
you.
Clean
Thank you.
And beautiful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we
Thank
you right now in the name of Jesus that you do all things well. And you know the timing on everything. Lord God, we give you praise, give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them both strength, hallelujah, in their body, even in their minds, their will, and their emotions. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even in the depths of their minds, Lord, you know everything that's going on. Thank you, Jesus. There's a scripture that says that the blood of Jesus is able to purge your conscience from every dead work. So any kind of dead work that's way down in your consciousness for both of you, any kind of dead work that would try to rise up and bring that kind of dead work thinking into any part of your life, the blood of Jesus has just purged it out. Yes. Even right now,
thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even thoughts that, it's like, where did this thought come from? From way back when someplace. And the Lord said, purging, even right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name,
where
the name of Jesus.
They will even rise up again, hallelujah. So don't even try to look for it. It's gone completely.
Yes.
And totally, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And the Lord
thank
says,
you, Lord.
I have so much for you. I have so much for you. I have so much for you. I'm opening doors that no man can shut, shutting doors that no man can open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, he's bringing that picture that we talked about.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
Picture that the picture wasn't posed. You guys didn't pose for the picture, even though it looked like you posed for it. It looked like you were ready for it. And it came out so great. The Lord said, that's what your life is like.
Praise
you
God.
Know, if you pose for it, like you got ready for it, but this is your life. This is not
thank
a vain
thank
thing.
Thank you.
This is your life. You're not posing
you.
For pictures on Facebook to make people
thank
think you.
You
got a great life. This is your
thank
life.
You.
This
yeah.
is not okay. some vain just put together to pose for. Hallelujah.
Thank
this
you.
Is your for real
oh,
life.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Thank
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
please
God.
With
hallelujah.
Peace on you. Hallelujah. Because you're not putting on.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And it's not just
thank
a
you,
Facebook thing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
And Lord, we praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was very interesting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You guys can get smart in closing prayer.
We thank God truly for the opportunity. I'm going to let my husband have some closing remarks here.
Yeah, I've had a great time. I've enjoyed you all. I've met some new friends, some new sisters in Christ. And I think, as you said, Apostle, this isn't the end. It's just the beginning. And the only other thing I would say to everyone here, but I'm kind of feeling it toward, which one? It was Minister Curry, I think. If you're still
Harry.
Listening, if you looked at the bones, it said the sinews came on, the muscle came on, the flesh came on. Everything looked like it was right, but it wasn't right until it had the breath of life in it, and then it became a person. We need the Holy Spirit is working on you. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand. He guides. He convicts. He leads, brings things to our remembrance. The Holy Spirit, you know, and I'm not going to belabor this too long, but we all get excited, and I know why. If I say Jesus, 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 but Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. The dispensation, the time now is for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit honored that God would give us peace or a part of him to live in us. how important,
yes,
how
yes.
incredibly honored we should be.
Yes.
And yet, he's here to help us, to guide us, to navigate through life. We got to be about our Father's business. So I'm going to leave it about that and then let my wife speak.
Amen. Again, Apostle Kizzy, we thank you. We thank you
for your listeners,
to all the pastors and ministers and everyone for allowing us this opportunity. And we're going to end with just praying as we talk about Ezekiel 37. So we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit continues to breathe on us.
Yes, Lord.
That your Holy Spirit will breathe comfort on those who have lost loved ones. That your Holy Spirit will breathe healing on those who are laying on the sick bed, because you said in your word that the sick shall be well,
yes.
God. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak peace, passes all understanding in the midst of chaos, that we don't have to worry, God. We pray that your Holy Spirit will speak, Lord, to those who have calloused hearts and tried to justify their hatred and violence acts against others, that, God, that you will fill them with the spirit of love. We pray that your Holy Spirit will breathe wisdom and compassion on our leaders, Lord, that you will direct them and guide them. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will breathe unity among your saints, Lord, where we won't be divided in schisms, but God, that we will be the one church that you have called us to be. We pray that your Holy Spirit, God, will breathe on us and that revival will take place. Hallelujah. That God, that you will be glorified in this world so that they will know that there is a difference and that you change lives, Lord, and that you break chains over people's lives, and that you renew and you bring recovery to those who have been addicted, God. We thank you, God, for still working miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for revival in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't want to let you go, but I'm going to have to. God bless you all. God bless you, Scott. And
yeah,
we love you all.
Love you.
Love you. Love you all, too. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?